听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 5, Lesson 1, Exercise 2.
Hello, furniture department. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like some information about armchairs.
Armchairs, certainly. What type?What type of armchair?
Oh, I don't really know.
Well, we have three very popular types. The studio, the classic, and the luxury. Which one do you think you'd like?
Oh, the luxury, I think. What does it look like?
The luxury? Oh, it's very stylish. Very elegant.
Oh, I see.
And it's top of the range.
Top of the range? Oh, dear. It sounds expensive.
No, it's not expensive. It's very comfortable and very popular.
Unit 5. Lesson 1. Exercise 5.
I'm sorry. Yes, the studio chair. Well...It's very practical.
The studio chair? No, we were talking about the luxury.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, of course.
What colours does it come in?
Colours? It comes in three colours. Red, yellow, or blue.
Oh, and what's it made of?
It's made of wood.And covered in high-quality fabric.
Is it heavy?
It weighs, let me see. It weighs about 20 kilos.
Right. Okay, that sounds what I want. Could you send me the details?
Certainly, yes. I'll send you a brochure.
Unit 5. Lesson 1. Exercise 7.
I don't really have time to go shopping anymore. I buy most things by mail order. Or if I know that a particular shop usually has what I want, I'll ring them and talk to one of the sales assistants before I go. Sometimes they get a bit annoyed with me if the shop is busy.But most of the time, they're very helpful.
Unit 5. Lesson 2. Exercise 2.
Here's the stand.
Ah, yes. How much is this radio?
It's $15.
Can I listen to it?
Yes, of course.
$15. And, what about that one? How much does that one cost?
That one's $23.
That's much better, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
$23, that's trade price, is it?
Yes, $23 is a trade price. It's a very good price.
What about the retail price, Miss I? What do you think?
$37.
$37, eh? I'll ask about a discount. Could you give me a discount?
A discount? Well, it depends on the size of the order. How many radios would you want?
100?
100? No. No discount on 100. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. How many units for a discount?
450.
450? Oh, and the discount?
35%.
If I buy 450 units, you'll give me a discount of 35%.
Yes.
35% sounds good. But, 450...That's a large order, isn't it, Miss I?
Yes, it is.
What about 35% discount for 200?
I'm sorry. No. No.
Okay.
We'd better talk to Mr. Ong.
Yes, okay.
We'll have to get back to you on that.
Okay.
Let's go to another stand. There's one over there.
Unit 5. Lesson 2. Exercise 4.
Could you give me a discount?
Unit 5. Lesson 2. Exercise 7.
When I talk to suppliers about a product, I need to get some definite information from them. How much does the product cost? How many do I have to order to get a discount? And what is the discount? Sometimes it's possible to negotiate with a supplier, but often the discount rates are fixed.
Unit 5, Lesson 3, Exercise 2.
And if I click on this? Oh, I see. So, tell me, what sort of a guarantee do you offer on this model?
Oh, let me see. Ah, yes, this computer is fully guaranteed.
Fully guaranteed?
Yes, yes, the guarantee includes all parts and labour.
And how long for?
2 months.
2 months?
Yes. Oh, no, sorry, 2 years. Yes, the guarantee is valid for 2 years.
And what about accessories? Does this guarantee cover accessories too?
No, it doesn't. The printer that goes with the computer has a guarantee for 1 year.
And maintenance? Do you offer maintenance?
What? Oh, you mean on-site maintenance?
Yes.
Well, we do, but there is an extra charge for this. Look, it's here in the brochure.
I see. Okay, what about delivery time?
Yes, well, the computer we can deliver from stock.
Oh, but the printer?
Well, at the moment, the delivery time on that is about 4 weeks. Or is it? Yes, I'll have to get back to you on that.
Unit 5. Lesson 3. Exercise 3.
Miss Tracy, we're having a problem with that cutting machine we bought last year. Do we have a guarantee?
Oh, yes. One moment. Here it is.
Right. How long does the guarantee last?
Well, it says here it's valid for a year from the date of purchase.
And when was that?
We bought it 9 months ago, so we're okay.
And what does the guarantee cover?
It covers parts and labour.
Does the guarantee include maintenance?
No, I'm afraid it doesn't.
Well, that's okay. I think it needs a spare part.
I'll give them a call and ask them to have a look at it.
Unit 5. Lesson 3. Exercise 5.
Tarza Drills, good morning. Can I help you?
We're having a problem with our drilling equipment. Can I ask some questions about the guarantee?
Of course. What do you want to know?
Well, how long does the guarantee last?
Guarantees on drilling equipment are valid for 5 years.
And does the guarantee include parts and labour?
Yes, it does.
What about maintenance?
On-site maintenance is included.
And if we buy a new drill, what about delivery time?
It depends on where you are, but about 6 weeks.
And do you charge extra for delivery?
No, we don't.
Thank you very much.
Unit 5. Lesson 3. Exercise 6.
It's not worth buying office equipment without a guarantee. Because you know that if you do, something will go wrong immediately. I always ask for at least a year's guarantee and some sort of service agreement. It's just so much trouble otherwise.
Unit 5. Lesson 4. Exercise 1.
Okay. Here is the first advert.
Great.
The best soap powder on the market. It's as bright as the sun. It's as fresh as the sea. And, what's most important, it's not as expensive as other washing powders.
Well, that's the first advert.
Yes, I see.
Okay. Listen to the next one. Dazzle. It's good.
It's the best. It's a bargain. It's more reliable than other washing powders. It's more economical than other washing powders. It's more efficient than other washing powders. It's Dazzle. The most popular soap powder in the world.
That's the second. What do you think?
Well, I don't really know.
Okay. Let's listen to the third. It's the last one.
Dazzle.
It's the best soap powder on the market.
Dazzle.
It's the fastest soap powder on the market.
Dazzle.
It's the cheapest soap powder on the market.
Dazzle.
Buy Dazzle today.
Well, what do you think?
I think the first is bad.
Oh.
I think the second is bad. It is worse than the first. And I think the third is terrible. It is the worst of the three. I don't believe it. Terrible! Terrible!
Is that a no, then?
Unit 5. Lesson 4. Exercise 7.
When I was trying to get work in Asia, the first thing I had to do was to convince people that I was as good as the people they were used to working with. In fact, I had to convince them that I was better. I had to be more efficient, more reliable, less expensive, and in fact, I had to be the best. It wasn't easy.